All right, let's go to Sheldon in Tucson. Sheldon, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Lee.
Good evening.
That was a great interview on Dr. Carley's show Saturday.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Have you been seeing all the emails I send you? Because you never reply to any of them. And I got something very earth-shattering I'd like to share with you and your audience.
Well, Sheldon, I get tons of email. I really don't have the time to look at every single email I get, let alone respond to all the emails I get. Well, what information do you have that is of great importance?
Well, I learned this about the middle of last week. There was a lady guest named Stephanie Sledge on the Power Hour radio show with Joyce Riley, and her and a research associate down in Dallas have unearthed some really incredible information that this so-called shooting event here in Tucson, Arizona, was a totally staged event, and it's probably run by the Department of Homeland Security and or the FBI. And we're told that 9-year-old girl died. She never died because there's no birth or death records for the girl.
Well, that whole thing was an operation. There's no question. How deep the operation went is really a matter of speculation.
Yeah, but the information, if folks want to go to this website to look at this, it's wellawarethenumber1.com, and you'll see all these side-by-side comparison photos of all these people that are playing actors down here, like Loeffner's former girlfriend, former poetry classmate, former teachers. These people are all in with a media group down here called Radian Helix Media Group, and the guy that runs the media group is Brandon Pittman, who actually has been playing an actor for Jared Loeffner.
Well, I will tell you this much, and I haven't seen this information, and I can't verify it 100% for myself yet, but I will tell you this much. I did see some very questionable figures that were interviewed while this whole thing was going on, and they appeared to be actors. So that whole thing down there was clearly an operation. Hey, Sheldon, we have to break. Do you want to add anything further on this? I can hold you over if you got some more info.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll hold you over, and I'll let you convey the information to the audience in the next 5 minutes or so. We got 5 minutes up, so we'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody. Okay, folks, welcome back. Third and final hour of the broadcast. We have Sheldon Cruz on the line, and we're talking about the Gabby Gifford shooting, the shooting rampage that occurred down there in Arizona just a few months back. Funny how there's almost no coverage of that anywhere in the media at all, when just a few months ago it was the number one story for about a couple weeks straight. It's unbelievable. So, Sheldon, what are your information on that do you have to share?
Yeah, well, boy, there's a few things I wish I could say on air, but it could get me in trouble. But there are, on top of me, there's at least 100 other researchers across the country that are trying to figure this out, and we're looking at research on this. But this goes much deeper than what you're thinking. What the person we're thinking is in these hospitals, Gabby Giffords, is probably a double or genetic construct of her. She probably wasn't even shot that day. Judge Roll may have been the only one shot that day.
Well, how do you know this? I mean, where's the proof that there's some sort of genetic manipulation going on, or that there's a clone involved? I mean, this sounds pretty out there, even for me.
I mean, there were people. I know someone that works at the hospital here in Tucson. They fired some people there. And, you know, we've only seen her, Gabrielle Gifford's hand, a picture of her hand. We've seen a picture of the back of her hospital bed. It's as if, you know, she's not even at the hospital.
No, she may not be. It's very possible she didn't get shot. I mean, there's a whole lot we don't know about this. The only thing I know is that this is a massive operation, massive psyop. And that's all there is to it. And, you know, I don't know how deep this thing goes, but I do know it's an operation. I can easily prove that.
But I would encourage people to check out this website, wellawarethenumber1.com, because they'll start to see the evidence that this researcher out of Dallas is compiling. His name is Ed Chiriani. He's former Air Force, and he's got some other credentials. But when he was on the Power Hour again this morning talking about this, and you know, if they could fake the entire moon landing, you think there's so many witnesses, right? Well, I'm sure they could fake this too.
Well, sure, absolutely. I'm not denying that. It's very possible that a lot of elements of this whole thing were faked. I saw some of these people that are being interviewed on Fox News, and they look like actors. They didn't look like real people. So who knows? I mean, it could be a massive psyop that could go extremely, extremely deep, but I really don't know. It's just anybody's best guess. But clearly that this event was used for any number of reasons you can think of to use the excuse to go after guns and things like that. I mean, I've covered this on the show before, so, you know, and we know what it is. It was a massive op. But, Sheldon, is there anything else you want to mention? We've got about a minute left. I have to take some more calls.
Can I share my theory with you, even though you're not going to agree with it, about what I think's going on with Gabrielle Giffords?
Well, just real quick, at 30 seconds. Yeah.
Lucas said before that the so-called cosmic event gets here, whatever that is, politicians will die, they'll fake their deaths, they'll disappear. What I'm thinking is Gabrielle Giffords used this event as a ruse in order to get underground or go up to the space station with her own husband next month before this event gets here.
Well, that's an interesting theory, Sheldon, but you're right, I don't agree with it, but thanks for your points anyway. Thank you for the call. All right, take care, Sheldon. Yeah, I'll come on that after we come back from break, and we'll take some more phone calls. Stay with us, everybody. As far as the whole Tucson, Arizona shooting incident, I think it was in Tucson, wasn't it? I can't remember. The Arizona shooting incident, let's just call it that. There are a lot of theories as to what may or may not have happened there. I mean, some of the things that Sheldon was bringing up, I don't know. I mean, that's just, I don't think there's any proof of any of that. I don't. I mean, there's all of this talk about this doomsday Planet X coming. There's all this talk about all these things that are about to happen. And, well, I've heard it before. And we're still here, and we're still chugging along. I sincerely believe a lot of this talk about an apocalyptic event is part of a massive psyop. And that seems to be the case. I don't think the corporate media would be promoting these things the way that they are if they didn't want people to be scared. I mean, it's all about keeping people afraid, isn't it? Afraid of car wrecks, terrorists, asteroids, comets, Planet X, war, economic collapse. I mean, there's a lot of fear that's being put out for the purpose of ensuring that people follow a certain agenda. And I don't believe it. I don't believe that this shooting was a conspiracy on the part of Gabby Giffords so that she could escape underground because of this coming event of Planet X. Even if this whole Planet X thing is coming, well, so be it. All right? Well, we'll die. Okay, big deal. I at this point, what can I do about something like that? Nothing. Even if I knew Planet X was coming to kill us all, and if I, let's say I did know that that was happening, I would no longer be doing this show. You know why? Because at that point, what's the point? If we're all going to die anyway, what's the point? If I know 100% that we're all going to die, what is the point of warning anybody about this big object that's coming to kill us? You know what I'd be doing? I'd be going down to Cancun or someplace, some resort area. I'd spend all the money that I've earned my entire life, and I'd live it up until the event happens. I would not be doing this. I don't think anybody else would be either if they 100% knew that this event was going to happen. But I don't believe an event like that's going to happen because it appears as if it's a psyop more than anything. Now, is there a Planet X? Sure, there might be. But is it going to come over the next 5 to 10 years? No, it won't. And if it does, well, I'll just say that I'm wrong, and I'll say, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But I don't think anything like that's going to happen. They've been talking about doomsday scenarios for years, and nothing has ever happened. The world's still here, right? For thousands of years, we have not seen a doomsday scenario as of yet, despite the fact that people consistently believe that the book of Revelations is going to be revealed. But the book of Revelations, you can apply that book to almost any time in human history and convince people that the end of the world is near. But anyway, let's take some more phone calls. Let's